Yobi?
Yes, hi, LaShawn. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
How are you? How are you? Are you ready
Right,
for
quiet on the
me?
set.
I'm ready.
We going in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Yovie D. It's Craig here from The Whistler. Just want to say hello.
Yovi, I thank you so much for trusting me and for having so much passion.
Jovi D, what is good, girl? I just want to thank you so much for the shout out, no doubt. I appreciate you because you're great.
Hey, Yovie D. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some love. That was awesome.
On which one? Shame or please don't date me?
Please don't take me. I'm curious.
Oh my goodness. I chose.
Positive vibes here. Congratulations with everything that you're doing. Just keep doing your thing. Keep being you. I love it.
It's mind-boggling in a sense because, yeah, that's just the power of technology.
Hello, hello. Hi, kiddos. This is Jovi D, your friend, a former media corporate in broadcasting and an entrepreneur venturing in podcasting. How are you? How are you? Welcome, welcome. The show is about to start right now.
Hey everyone, you are tuned into the Yovie D Show. This is Tim Skip Through His Word, and I'm inviting all of you to come on out to the Podcasters Holiday Party that's going to be located at the Grafton Hotel at the Bar 20 restaurant. That will be once again December 14th on a Saturday from 5 to 8. And the address is 8462 West Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Please register on Eventbrite and enjoy the show.
Well, that's the best thing you can do. Hello, hello. I have a guest today. And guess what? You guys have heard her before. And by popular demand, she is back. And she's actually here with me in this podcast. Say your name.
My name is Angela, or Skid Row Sister.
Okay. And she had a show in February earlier this year, and now we're going to amp it up to Skid Row Sister the musical.
That's right.
2.0. So tell us more. Introduce yourself, how you came up with this idea.
Good. I didn't really come up with this idea. I was born. And so I did, with the support and the love of Alexandria House, I was able to do my one-woman show. It was successful. And I got amazing reviews. The only complaint that I got from my show was it just wasn't long enough. So now, myself and my team, we're working on making a 45-minute show 80 minutes long and involving comedy and monologues, the real truth, a cast. So that's how it came about, and that's where we're headed.
So I'm going to share a little piece of Angela's work in this break coming up.
Go. Alone. No matter how many people say, oh, I'll go with you, I somehow end up alone. And all of these faces that surround me today will likely tomorrow be gone. In spite of all the time and the effort that I've spent figuring out what family, what love, and what relationships is really about, I've spent my life doing and being without. I've spent my time alone.
We're back. You're back. All right. So, Angela.
Yes, my dear.
You've been pretty humble and starting to, what, first of all, we had the show, the first theatrical installment of the Skid Row Sister this year, 2019.
Correct.
Tell us more what exactly took place and where it started, where you, you know, the concept of what was the Absolutely. Show about. You shared one of your poems in my podcast and everybody really liked it, but tell us a little bit, a background story about it.
So I was born in Ohio. I came to California in 2000 in an attempt to work on my career, my art. I sing, and that's why I was coming here, to be a singer. When I got here, I found my when I got here, I had no plan in place, so I found myself on Skid Row. Once I arrived on Skid Row and I would meet people other places, they would ask me where I lived. I would tell them downtown LA and they would look at me like something was wrong. So I had an attitude, why, what is the problem? I'm a Skid Rownian, okay, what's the problem? So I wrote this piece, Skid Row Sister, looking at downtown LA's Skid Row, it doesn't look like a place where you're gonna thrive. When I arrived, I was inspired. That is where poetry met me. I wrote my signature piece, Skid Row Sister. It was put into Alexandria House, A Home Between Homes book. And from that book,
came the visual of having the plane.
The one woman show came from that piece, Skid Row Sister.
Why did it take place on February 16th? Explain, talk to us about that.
Because, first of all, my life is in progression. I was born February 16th, and every day since that has been my imaging and the making of me. It's who I am.
Okay. You know what, guys? As I said, my kiddos, I did this a little bit, you know, this is her first podcast. If you actually see her face, she's like, oh, like, what are we doing? But Angela here, as I got to know her, as I said, she's a poet. I share her one of her poems in the podcast that you guys definitely like and rave a lot. And she's a great, amazing singer. She comes from a musical, actually, gene that she has in her family.
Absolutely.
And also, she is also that natural talent actress and just polishing herself in doing what she really loves.
Thank you.
And I am so excited for the musical 2020.
Wow.
So you guys going to be knowing that it's going to be continue being promoted on the Jovi D Show. So hang in there. It's coming soon. And we're going to have all the details pretty soon.
Nice.
Because right now, actually, she has her son, who actually is also an artist himself, a major contributor, writer, and creator for the musical 2.0.
That's right.
We're going to come back in a little break and we'll continue this conversation after this break.
Hello, hello, my kiddos. Welcome back. This is another piece that through the echo, actually it was a recording background of rehearsing of Angela when she was about to perform for her first woman show, one woman show, this past February. Check it out.
To hold back another tear, I need a break. So I rest on my lazy boy crate. An old boy in a tent asked me for a date, though. I dare contemplate her in, so I'm not late. Oh, what's wrong with my mental state? Bipolar manic is how the psychiatric units have classified me, and doubling my prescription strength to 1,000 milligrams. How they pacify me. Why? Because hopelessness, yes, can even test the very best. And no, I just couldn't take it, wrapped up in this cardboard blanket. Now I lay me down to sleep on this pillow of concrete. I would actually be on the ground, which I'm not doing now.
Hey everyone, you are tuned into the YoVD Show. This is Tim Skip Through His Word, and I'm inviting all of you to come on out to the Podcasters Holiday Party that's going to be located at the Grafton Hotel at the Bar 20 restaurant. That will be once again December 14th on a Saturday from 5 to 8. And the address is 8462 West Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Please register on Eventbrite and enjoy the show.
All right. And we're back. We're back. I am here with my guest. Say your name.
Skid Row Sister.
This is her actual live recording of a podcast, and she's like so thrilled, excited.
I really
am.
You
know what, Angela? I'm going to actually, you know what? Give us a little bit of a piece. Either you want to recite or sing. Give us an advanced piece that you're thinking about for the musical 2.0, Skid Row Sister, the musical. Maybe like a little teaser, a little song, a little verse that you could come out right now with.
A little verse, a little song. Well, I would choose my favorite piece right now of mine, which is Mr. Right Now and Cardboard Blankets. Do you want poetry or just singing?
Just singing.
Just singing. My mama said, ooh, that ain't going right. Can we start over?
We can start over.
Okay, say that again.
All right, Angela. So, as I said, Angela is a poet, an activist, an actress, and a singer. And she's going to give us a little bit of an advanced teaser, musical teaser, for what she has upcoming in Skid Row Sister, the musical 2.0, February 16, 2020. Take it.
This piece, an original piece, is called Mr. Right Now. I don't know about any of you, but I've been caught up with a whole bunch of right nows. So, this piece is telling you to take the advice of your mom. Mr. Right Now. My mama said to wait for Mr. Right, but oh my Lord, I'm bored day and night holding tight. She said, girl, wait for the man that will grow with you, but I'm getting tired of holding all night. Done being strong, I want Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God,
want him now.
What an amazing piece. What did you tell me? Well, I think that's a great advice. I think it definitely gets everyone that is
absolutely
in a looking for that Mr. Right Now.
Just not willing to wait.
Patience.
My mama said wait. Okay.
Well, that's what I said. You can't really love.
Right.
You
and
just
then
have to wait.
Right. And later in the song it says how I'm trying to do what she said, but she got my daddy laying next to her in her bed. So I want Mr. Right Now. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what, guys? Akitos, we're going to go on another break. I hope that you guys see it. It's definitely exciting. You can find Angela on Instagram on ProjectAngela216 on Instagram. And also, she has her personal Instagram account, Skid Row Sister. I'll put all the details on the show. We will be back. We'll be right back. All right, my kiddos. You heard the first part show of Angela. If you want more of this show with Angela, leave me a message.
hit me up on Instagram, DM me, and I'll bring her back. See you, kiddos, for hopefully part two. All right, everybody say, okay, I like the Jovi D show, so where can I find you? You can find me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, and I also am on YouTube. But stop by and say hi, and of course, we have the Anchor app where you can leave us a message. Leave me a message with your wonderful, amazing voice, because I know it is, and I'll get back to you. Ciao, ciao, kiddos. Hey, I wanted to add one more thing. I'm on TikTok. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to put the link and see you on the other side. Ciao, ciao.